This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tian, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Great to have you with us here on this Tuesday afternoon, and hope to hear from you sometime during this hour. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. And we will definitely take your calls, but before we do that, we've got a caller on the line, or a guest, I should say, on the line, who yesterday our conversation was largely dominated by the conflict in Gaza, the war between Israel and Hamas, and also touched on some of the protests on campuses around the nation, including here in Washington. They popped up. But my guest, Michael Jacobson, is a member of the local chapter of Veterans for Peace. And he recently traveled to Istanbul to be part of a relief effort for those in Gaza. This has been apparently a program that's been going on for some time. But thought interesting to hear from Michael and what he's experienced and what his thoughts are about and what's going on over there. And Michael, great to have you here on KGMI Connects. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And so you're a member of Veterans for Peace. Tell us about your, first of all, I guess, about your military service.
Well, when I was 19 years old, right out of high school, I was drafted. And this was at the very beginning of the Vietnam War, in that very first onslaught of draft. And so I didn't really have my act together. I think I would have been a conscientious objector had I been prepared for it. But as it was, I was inducted and was able to choose the another service rather than the Army, because I really didn't want to boots on the ground in Vietnam.
Okay.
And, yeah.
What branch did you serve in?
In the Navy, and I was on a submarine, and we were on a boat that was basically training special forces to do actions in Vietnam.
Okay. Did you, I guess you said you would have, you feel you probably would have been a conscientious objector at the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then ever since your service, have you been, I guess, an anti-war activist to one degree or another?
Well, one kind and another, yes. Pretty much my focus has been the just the huge amount of military spending that we do as a nation, and sort of in spite of our needs that we have socially, so we still keep spending. It's approximately 60% of the or each tax dollar. Most people don't realize that, but when you consider military-oriented satellites in space and the VA and on and on and on, there's a whole lot of little slots where the money is taken for military use.
And tell us about Veterans for Peace.
Well, it's I don't actually know historically when it began, but it's probably been around, I'm just guessing, maybe 30 years or something like that. I don't know, maybe longer. But I got in really in involved in earnest about a dozen years ago. And so I've been very much kind of look at the world through that lens now.
Okay. And you recently traveled to Turkey to be part of a flotilla to Gaza?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was listening to a program, Democracy Now!, and there's a woman by the name of Anne Wright, who is a colonel in the Army, and I think she was edging towards retirement. But anyway, when the 2003 war in Iraq happened, the big shock and awe, that was enough for her, and she left the military, and she's now an advisory member for Veterans for Peace. And when she spoke on Democracy Now!, it must have been about a month and a half ago, she mentioned there was a flotilla. So I immediately kind of looked into it. And the flotilla itself has about a 17-year history. So I did, a little bit of research on it and found out it sounded like it was pretty above board and committed group of people. So, I booked my flight. And, well, they had a pretty serious induction method, so they wanted to interview me quite a bit. There were a lot of people that were calling in to do that. So, but I passed and was accepted to go.
And I suppose they wanted to make sure that everyone that was volunteering for this was of that they were, they're motivated to help in this rather than to subvert it somehow. I'm just speculating here, but.
Yeah, well, there was that aspect. They wanted to make sure that, you know, that you weren't going to sabotage the mission, but primarily they wanted to make sure that you were doing it for the correct reasons. And a big part of it is nonviolence. So there's they put you through a lot of training when you're there, simulated exercises to make sure that you're not going to snap and get angry and cause a problem. Because if it's the commandos, Israeli commandos coming aboard your ship, they're trained to kill. They don't mess around. In 2010, one of the flotillas, you may recall, it was big in the news for a while, but the Israeli military ship and had helicopters and attacked one of the flotilla ships and killed 9 people, and another 10th person died from his injuries shortly thereafter. But it was big in the news for a while, so they don't want anybody to make a cause or a reason for the commandos to kill. So typically what has happened with a lot of the flotillas is that they come in, they pirate the ship, and they kidnap all of the passengers, take them into port in Israel, and put them into jail and deport them so that you, with a stipulation, you can't return for 10 years. So that's one of the scenarios.
Well, now, have these flotillas strictly carried humanitarian goods, food and medicine, that sort of thing? Or has there ever been an instance where they've been found to have any kind of weapons or, potential war-making material?
No, there's the ships are examined by members of the United Nations. They have a couple of different inspections, and they're very thoroughly inspected. We are vetted so that we don't that we abide by the nonviolent issues, by the nonviolent guidelines. So, but you know, in 2010, nonetheless, the ship was accused of being at that time. In 2010, I believe Hamas was active then too, but it was accused of being a terrorist venture and completely bogus, not true. The intention here is to make landfall and to bring humanitarian aid. We're not naive enough to believe that we're going to change the situation, but we want to bring international attention to what the intention is, what our goal is, and to allow a corridor for humanitarian aid to come in by sea.
Have any of these flotillas successfully made it to Gaza and been able to unload their cargo?
Well, oddly enough, the very first one in 2008 did make it ashore and was greeted by the people from Gaza, and it was the one and only successful venture.
So the others have been, and you said this has been going on for some 17 years. How many
Right.
How many actual flotillas have embarked on this mission?
Well, what I was told was 35 missions, and I don't know specific dates of each one of them, but there obviously was more than one per year. And these have all been attempts, and typically it goes through the scenario of the ship being, when I said pirated, I really mean that, because I believe every one of them has been stopped in international waters. And so by the rules of commerce and international traffic, you are not allowed to attack a ship and enter without particular warrants. You're not allowed to do that on the high seas. So that has typically been the case, that Israel has boarded the ships illegally. And when so pirating the ships, and the other thing is kidnapping the human rights activists who are on board the ship.
So are the ships, have they been turned around? And once again, we're talking with Michael Jacobson. He's a member of the local chapter of Veterans for Peace, the local resident who traveled to Turkey recently to be part of one of these flotillas. And have the ships just been turned around and let go? Are they confiscated and their goods confiscated? Or what's happened, do you know, to these other?
I don't believe that ships have ever been totally confiscated. I think they've been turned over to the owners and have been able to go back. It is my understanding that there have been a few of the vessels have been forcibly turned around by just actually pushing them by the bow to physically turn. So that has happened in the past where the ships were just were forcefully kept from going any further.
What, do you have any idea or have you learned of any reason why Israel would object to these flotillas arriving if they're just carrying humanitarian needs?
That is one of the very big questions, because you would think that it would, where the U.S. is doing these airdrops. So you would think that, welcome anybody coming in to bring in humanitarian aid. So I don't know. Maybe some of the listeners have some ideas, but I have zero idea why such a venture would be turned away. And we are vetted very well to make sure that there are no weapons on board or any skullduggery like that.
And now the flotilla that you intended to take part in never left port, right?
Right. It never left port. We were all ready to go. In fact, that morning when we heard on the 26th, when we heard that this little country by the name of Guinea-Bissau in West Africa, which is the country from which the flag is the way they refer to it, or the registry of the ship, is derived from that country. And it wanted us to do an inspection of the cargo, which was done. They could find no problems with the cargo. And when that happened, the Guinea-Bissau said, well, we're going to pull your flag anyway. So by the rules of international commerce, and that meant that we could not, the Turkish government would not allow us to leave port. So it was kind of a catch-22. We can't just head off and immediately be arrested for ignoring international law in that regard. The irony is, the extreme irony is that the state of Israel has committed all kinds of illegal activities when it comes to the flotilla and boarding it and killing members even, and going through all sorts of pirating and kidnapping of our civilian passengers. So all of that, it seems to be fine for the international courts, but God forbid we should leave port without the proper flag.
And when you traveled to be part of this flotilla, that sounds like you must have prepared yourself, at least mentally, and I guess in other ways, to be arrested and taken to Israel and put on trial?
Yeah, apparently that process is very humiliating, very brutal process, where you have to stay in your hands and knees in positions for many, many hours at a time. And I've heard some horrible stories from people who have gone through it. I was prepared to do that. Did I want to do that? Absolutely not. I went with the idea that we might possibly succeed in our venture. But I must say this also, Joe. I honestly, because of the deaths that happened in 2010 and the current violence and the level of increased violence, plus tensions with Iran, I was preparing myself to the potential of actually being killed. And I had to ask myself the question, is it worth it for me to do that? And I actually made the decision that I would go even with that potential of being killed.
And do you intend to try to take part in any other of these missions, or is that kind of your attempt at this?
Well, the flag issue is trying to be resolved, and we don't know. But when I say we, I mean all of the people who rallied and attended ended up in Istanbul ready to go. So we're just kind of on hold waiting to see. I made the decision to come back. This is kind of two decisions. One, do you stay there and pay the money for hotels and food, et cetera? Or do I fly back home and be prepared to go again? So I'm ready to go again if it really looks like everything is all together and all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and everything's ready. I will board a plane and fly back again.
Okay. And I guess with the lack of success of these missions in the past, that is it really more... I guess, is it more, and I don't mean to belittle it by calling it a PR move, but is it that? Is it more of an effort to draw attention to what you and others see as being injustices perpetrated by Israel in this regard?
There is the PR aspect to it. I can't deny that. But there's also the hope and the... and that there will be an opportunity for us, kind of a breakthrough, and to be able to break through the siege and to be able to reach land and bring these humanitarian supplies. And when I say supplies, they're not a small amount. They're 5,500 tons of humanitarian supplies.
Because these are several ships, right?
It's one a very large ship.
Okay.
That most of the people will be on, and then two other smaller ships.
All right. Well, Michael, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, telling us your story here, and glad that you're safe, and hope you all stay safe in the future, regardless of what your choices are here. And it's obviously an incredibly complex and difficult situation to watch all this unfolds there in the Middle East, and but I, like I said, I appreciate you joining us, and best to you, and keep us up to date, I guess, on how this all progresses.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Joe.
All right,
you take care.
Michael Jacobson, once again, member of the local chapter of Veterans for Peace. And we'll take a quick break, and we hope to hear from you. 360-676-5464. It's KGMI Connects. Anything goes.
In search of dependable heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration services, look no further. Smith Mechanical stands out from the rest. They've spent over three decades dedicated to keeping homes and businesses comfortable year-round, whether it's the heat of summer or the chill of winter. Need residential or commercial repairs, routine maintenance, replacements? Smith Mechanical is at your service. Offering estimates to help guide your choice, Smith Mechanical isn't just another company. Your comfort, efficiency, and savings remain their focus. Join the satisfied customers who have trusted in Smith Mechanical's exceptional service. Their professional team isn't just out out to deliver, they're here to impress with precision and care. Ready to experience this difference? Navigate to smithmechanical.com today and allow Smith Mechanical to show you their dedication to your comfort and care. For more information, visit smithmechanical.com. Make the right choice. Choose Smith Mechanical for your heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration services. Choose comfort. Choose care. Choose Smith Mechanical.
Ready for authentic Indian food that tantalizes your senses? Step into Tandoori Bites, where every visit feels like a voyage overseas. At Tandoori Bites, culinary excellence meets authentic tradition. Dive into a menu brimming with over 100 unique dishes, from the fresh oven-baked naan and the roti made right before your eyes to tender butter chicken. Their full bar offers cocktails infused with fresh, exotic fruits like guava and lychee, alongside a large selection of Indian beers and wines. And for those who prefer a celebration at home, Tandoori Bites offers full catering services, whether it's a cozy gathering or a grand event. They deliver the magic of Indian cuisine from 15 to up to 1,500 guests. Of course, for those quiet nights in, takeout and delivery are just a phone call away. Find them in Bellingham, just behind REI, and in Linden, just off Bender Road. Or explore their menu online at tandooribites.us. Every meal at Tandoori Bites is a masterpiece waiting to transport you. Visit them today and taste a different place.
Sold to bidder 126.
The May consignment equipment auction at Meridian Equipment in Laurel is now active online through Saturday, the 11th of May. Visit MeridianEQ.com today to check out the extensive selection of current auction items and place your bid. Bids will be accepted through Saturday, the 11th of May. Meridian Equipment, selling and servicing new and used farm and light industrial equipment for over 70 years. Open weekdays from 8 to 4:30 and Saturdays from 8 till 11:30 on Guide Meridian in Laurel or online at MeridianEQ.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
That we are, and we go to the phones. Robert in Bellingham joins us. Hi, Robert.
Hello. I'm thinking it's sort of a mistake if people are anti-Semitic when they're mad at Israel, because the Jewish people in this country are not, you know, a lot of them are critical of Netanyahu themselves. And I would, if I was to blame anybody, I think part of the problem is that people are blaming. But I would say fundamentalist evangelical Christians, like the Christian right, they tend to support Netanyahu probably more than the Jewish people do in this country. But, yeah, I think the problem is it might have been a mistake for Israel to be made in the first place, but it is here. And I think the problem is that when people believe that there's only one true religion, whether they're a form of Islam, a fundamentalist type of Christianity, or the more fundamentalist version of Judaism, I think, or whatever religion, I think we need a multicultural, open-minded society, which includes liberal interpretations of religion. Like I went to the Congregational Church, I went to an Earth Day service, and they had a rabbi speak, and then they had someone, an imam, speak from the Islam, an Islamic faith. And people here, you know, a lot of people here get along from mm-hmm. different religions because there's many roads to believe and follow. But when somebody says there's one way that's the right way, and all the other ways are wrong, and then they're thinking over which way is right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's no solution. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
And I think part of the problem is there's not much land there. It's only about the size of the state of New Jersey, and you got all these millions of people, you know, fighting over the land. And there's just not enough land, and it's kind of like a zero-sum game. And it just says we need a more tolerant way of looking at religion and culture and lifestyles. We need to be more tolerant of one another, I guess.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jim. Are you in Seattle or Bellingham today, Jim?
Seattle.
Okay.
Anyway, I got a couple things to say, all time permitting.
Yeah.
I was watching the boob tube last night. Matthew McConaughey, you know his name at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the actor.
Yeah, he's a famous actor. Well, he has a show about Texas going on. So maybe I'm going out of my tree, but I noticed on one of the advertisements for it, it showed an animal preying on another somewhere down there, a large mammal preying on another one, taking it down. And so I can say, if all this is dopey, what I'm telling you, then you can always, from Hollywood, where he works, you can reverse the film so that it goes backwards and then it doesn't show that. But we all know we're not supposed to mess with Texas, right?
Okay.
And so I interpret it as kind of a Darwinist thing that's happening. There's a good article by Jonathan Cook, who's a Jew, about what's going on in Palestine. They're essentially wanting to exterminate the Palestinians. And so it goes right in with the to the strong survive and to the weak die. But I'll give a little quote out to here to one of our friends I've mentioned before with a similar name of Matthew McConaughey, different person, slightly different name.
Okay.
And his lyric in the song, it goes, if there's only one thing that I've learned, that'll be more than somebody I know. And if there's only one place you get burned, that'll mean it's time for you and yours to blow. Because tomorrow's gone and so are you. 91 degrees in New York yesterday. And those conference of parties, they're just business meetings, powwows for the oil and fossil fuel interests.
Okay.
They wouldn't allow protesters. And so I say, don't give up. Just be prepared, because we could only control what we can control. And this global warming thing is not going away if Trump gets elected. And then it's only a big question of whether Donald Trump will raise holy hell with all of us. So that's not for sure, but they're doing that in Israel. They don't give a damn, as your guests there proved. They'll kill anyone, torture them. That's the point of Jonathan Cook's article, to take away the men of Rafah when they invade. They may or may not allow the women and children out, but they're going to capture or kill or torture all of the men left in there. And they're already doing it. So it's hardball what politicians play in the modern world. So be prepared.
All right, Jim. All right. I think that's all right. Well, good message there. I can't really dispute that. And we'll take a quick break. We got John and Everson on the line. We'll hear from him and hopefully hear from you, too, here in just a moment. Here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Feel that warmth? Everyone's looking forward to safe and enjoyable road trips to explore the Pacific Northwest's beautiful landscapes. Bellingham Automotive ensures those journeys go as smoothly as possible and never lets the heat get in the way of your adventure. Prepare your vehicle now for warm weather cruising. Think about long drives, endless laughter, and great music. Now, imagine taking off on a hot day and your air conditioner fails on you. No comfort and no peace. Having your air conditioning system tested is essential and will ensure you and the kids remain cool all summer long. As you know, something like a coolant link will cause you to overheat, literally bringing your journey and your vehicle's engine to a halt. How about pre-trip inspections? Before you embark on your journey, why not stop by and let Bellingham Automotive make sure your trip is safe and worry-free? So before it gets too hot, just type in Bellingham Automotive into your search bar, click on their website, call them, and schedule an appointment. Trust Bellingham Automotive, so this summer you can focus on making those precious memories.
You know those friends who say, stop by anytime, and you're like, you don't really mean that. Well, unlike those friends, Dewey Griffin Subaru's Express Certified Subaru Tire and Service Center means it. They're open 6 days a week, including Saturdays. Stop by anytime you need an oil change or any other minor maintenance, and they'll take care of you. No appointment necessary, and you'll get a free car wash with your service. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru Certified Tire and Service Center in Whatcom County.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
That's right. We go to Everson, and John is on the line. Hi, John.
Okay, Mr. J.
Joseph, I got a question for you.
Okay, sure.
This is just off the news right now that the Biden administration is considering bringing in the Palestinians to this country and making them citizens. Mm-hmm. What is your take on that with your friends?
Bringing them in and making them citizens, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they can just automatically make someone a citizen. They can bring people in as refugees, but I don't know.
That's what he wants to do.
Okay.
That's what he wants to make him so they can vote for him, I guess. You know, that makes sense, you know. But that's the latest on the news today that's what they're considering. And I just thought, what would Joe say about this?
I would have to see more about this because I'm not aware of that particular, about that particular plan. So I'll look into it, and I guess I'll formulate my opinion at that point. But I think we should accept refugees if they are truly in danger, and obviously many Palestinians are. I don't know that there's a plan to bring mass numbers of Palestinians here, but...
Well, the understanding was he's going to bring them in, you know, and they're going to make loaders out of them the first day. You know, that would be, amazing in itself.
Well, once again, I think there's a process that everyone has to go through to become a citizen and gain the right to vote. But
well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
You think he'd import them in time to vote for him in the November election and?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't put it past him one bit.
Okay, all right. That seems a little far-fetched to me that a plot like that could work. But
it's you watch your news tonight. They're your buddies there on CNN. They'll tell you about it.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate your call. Good. Thanks for the heads up. I'll check it out. We'll see.
Will you? All right. Then I'll get back with you in a day or two.
Sounds good. All right.
Thank you.
You take care. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to Rod in Bellingham. Hi, Rod.
Hey, what's going on there?
Not too much. Good to have you.
Hey, thank you. You know, as you and the other fellow was just talking there, I had this vision of the, remember the movie From Dusk Till Dawn, the first one? The vampire with George Clooney and Cheech.
Okay, Cheech Marin. Okay.
Yep. And remember when they finally busted, all the vampires finally busted through the door and he spread his hands out and the whole bar got filled with bats and all the vampires?
Okay.
I just had that vision. Now, I'm not calling, people from, foreigners coming into the country these vampire bats.
Oh, boy.
It's just a vision that I just had there. So remember I haven't been on for about a month.
And Biden is Dracula, busting the doors open allowing all the bats to fly in. All right. Okay.
Well, I'm thinking of chaos. I'm using that more as like a metaphor for chaos. And here we are again. And remember what I left you with the last time about a month ago where Benjamin Franklin was talking about our liberties and security. And then we jump to Barack Obama and fundamentally changing America. And then we go to Biden and we see the chaos that's occurring. And then we go to Trump and Trump saying that he's going to federalize the solution to all the chaos that's going on in our blue cities. And I'm going, here's the next step. So now we've got Congress today, the Speaker of the House and a few other congressmen and women stepping up and saying, well, if the colleges can't find a solution to what's going on now, the law-breaking, not the peaceably assembling, but the actual law-breaking now and taking over halls and et cetera. And so now we get Congress involved, and we all better be paying attention to all of this because this is going to end up where they're going to nibble away a little more of your liberties for the sake and security for your peace of mind, known as quote-unquote security, and we're going to exchange this for our liberties. And both the left and the right are working wittingly or unwittingly, but they are working in concert nonetheless. And what we see is America today is going to be chiseled away. And it may sound like gloom and doom, but the people will be begging for it. This is why we're seeing all this chaos. This chaos is not by accident, Joe.
Oh, well, what it's and what by chaos? What are you talking about? The protests?
You got people who protest and go above and beyond. You got, and I don't mean that in a positive sense.
Right.
We've got terms like domestic terrorists that was created by George Bush and his buddies back in the day, and then the Democrats were more than happy to use that against.
Well, they're that's not a creation. I mean we've had domestic terrorism. Just think of Oklahoma City bombing.
Exactly.
Bill
Ayers and the Weatherman Underground.
Well, sure.
Let's call that true domestic terrorism.
Well, not more than the Oklahoma City bombing, but they were examples, certainly. But
yeah.
And I understand, and you. You're kind of a doomsayer. You're one of those guys that would carry.
I'm just saying, watch out.
I don't think you walk around with no shirt, and yet you've got a beard down to your belly button. With a sign saying the end is near or the end is nigh. But you're kind of thanks, Rob. You think about it. The '60s, those were chaotic times to one degree or another. But by and large,
we
prospered through those times. We were able to get through them and emerge on the other side. I mean, I think about through my lifetime, I can't really think of a time that wasn't chaotic to one degree or another. And I mean, just in recent years, we had riots. We had there were violent protests, and there were peaceful along with peaceful protests in 2020. We've had times of protest. I guess I hear what you're saying is that now, these calls to, I'm seeing here on TV, the mayor of New York saying this must end now and, stamping out these protests. And,
he's part of the problem along with the other leadership. Clowns turn around and they point fingers at other people. And it's like, remember, there are three more pointing back at you as you point your finger to somebody else.
So what's the solution to all this? I mean, there are going to be injustices in the world that people will protest against, regardless.
The solution is peace. The solution is peace, and
I'm with you there.
And it's a quest that I think mankind, womankind, humankind, whatever you want to say, has been a quest since the dawning of time, and so. Uh-huh. It's a work in progress, but I don't like when I start seeing this thing, this regress, if you will, that's occurring. And it's like, and then this is another thing about, the participation trophies that were handed out, and they were handed out in good intentions and whatnot. And I'm like, here we are. We've got people today. Literally, there's a lot of young people, and I mean, I know, we learn things as we get older,
right.
And there are some brilliant young people, but there are people that are joining these things just to join, and it's like, understand what it is that you're joining first,
so they
just want to be part of this participation.
Well, that's probably to a degree, but I mean, once again, you don't know these people,
and you
can't make a judgment out, I mean, go and interview them, go talk to them before you make these broad judgments
about them and what their motivations are.
I think
I may know more about the subject than you might think. I mean, from a pretty deep level,
college kids,
I won't relay that on the air.
College kids are at a time in life, and thanks, Rod, I need to take a break here, but college kids are at a time in their lives when they are becoming aware of the world. They're stepping out. They're becoming they're realizing their individuality. They want to make a difference in many cases, and they do latch on to causes. And then they speak out and they take action in many cases. But we'll take a quick break. Be back with Kelly and Michelle and Ken and you in just a moment.
Some call it over planning. At TSE Power Solutions, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. Nothing beats the sweet satisfaction of knowing you'll have power where and when you need it most. After sensing a power outage, Generac generators automatically turn on, restoring your power, whether you're home or away. Generac generators are permanently installed and can power your whole house or just the essentials. And with MobileLink, a remote monitoring system, you can check the status of your generator from anywhere at any time. So while the rest of the block is lighting candles and digging around looking for flashlights, you'll be ready to rock and roll. Get to know America's favorite home standby generator and show the power grid who's boss. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move.
TSC Power Solutions does it all. Generac installation to maintenance, residential and commercial. TSC Power Solutions in Ferndale, formerly Tom Sutton Enterprises, keeping futures bright since 2007.
Welcome to a world of serenity and self-renewal at Cucumber Skin Lounge. Isn't it time to treat yourself or that special mom in your life?
When I live here, I feel amazing. I feel relaxed, rejuvenated, my skin is glowing, and everyone around me can see how happy I am.
Enhance that inner beauty, refresh, and renew. This month features luxurious deals on face and body restoration with your choice of 2 points Cool Sculpting, 4 Viore body treatments, and 1 signature facial, presenting a gorgeous journey of revitalization. Eliminate stretch marks with Cucumber's 30-minute fractional laser treatment and rediscover the confidence within. Then enhance those sparkling eyes with 1540 laser treatments or 5 1540 eye treatments, along with Restylane Tear Trough Filler. Indulge in the joyful world of Cucumber Skin Lounge in Bellingham's Bakerview Square, in Bellevue, Seattle, or online at cucumberskinlounge.com. That's cucumber spelled with a K.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have 4 keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all 4 every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's go to Kelly in Laurel. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Joe. How are you this afternoon?
Very good. What are your thoughts here today?
Hey, I'm trying to find out if you're going to have the county exec on your show real soon to explain to the people of Whatcom of why he's having special closed-door session with the council.
Well, yeah, I'd like to have him on, definitely, and I'll put out the invitation.
Maybe he can apologize to the taxpayers.
Well, there's a lot going on, and they did have a special meeting today. The council did meet in executive session. I think when there are certain issues that they meet behind closed doors regarding legal issues, and that's pretty much a regular practice, but. Yeah, I think there's going to be more to this story. Talking about the former public works director of the county who was accused of sexual harassment while he was in that position, and then
he works at the city of Linden.
Was hired so, then at Linden, yeah. With
you know, apparently. Sat Paul and Kornheis weren't so close together. I could see the city of Linden turning around and suing the county, but that probably won't happen because. You know, Scott and Sat Paul are pretty tight.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there. It's far from over. There was a motion, as I understand it, today at the meeting to launch a formal investigation. They didn't take action on that motion, but they promised to come back and address this more next week, I guess. So that's sort of where it stands.
Hear either Sat Paul or some of the council members explain themselves.
All right, Kelly. Thanks for your call. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Ken in Linden. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Very good. What's on your mind today?
Just a few callers ago, he was talking about bringing in Palestinians as refugees and giving them automatic citizenship. Yeah. That is not in our law. Well, and they have to wait after they get approved for their green card. They have to wait 5 years before they have to apply for U.S. citizenship.
That's what I thought. I don't think that any administration could bring in a group of people who aren't citizens and instantly say, okay, you're citizens, enjoy your citizenship to every degree possible.
Yeah, I only did immigration for 24 years,
okay.
So I kind of have a background on that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was a kind of a he needs to research it a little bit better.
All right. Okay, Ken.
But thanks. That's all I got.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. Let's see. Let's go to Michelle in Bellingham. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. Ken just said a few things I was going to say, and that's great. I mean, you know, sounds like a guy who did the work on immigration, you know. but I would not be shocked at all. The extreme left in this country, I never thought of Biden as being extreme left until the current term. And I don't even know if he is now. I think it's more a case of just desiring power so much. And the extreme left is the most dangerous aspect of the country at this point. And I'm not saying the extreme right is innocent by any means. I'm not for either side extreme. But at the same time, I don't think Biden would have any prayer of bringing in the 2 million plus Palestinians who are in the area there, whether they're, you know, there are no Palestinian refugees because none of the other Middle Eastern countries, you know, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi, Syria, Turkey, etc., none of the other Middle Eastern countries will take Palestinians or will help Palestinians in any way. They understand that Hamas is a death cult, and nobody wants anything to do with Hamas except for Iran. And Iran has, by far, ever since the 1979 Islamic Revolution, they've had by far the craziest leaders in the world, by far. And, you know, anytime you have a country governed by fanatic religious mad mullahs, you've got a big problem. And I am convinced, right, as much as I hate to say it, we will never have peace in the Middle East at any time until we get rid of, and hopefully Israel can do this, we need to get rid of the Iranian proxies and hopefully the people of Iran. I just wish they would, you know, it's a big country. I wish they would all revolt and get rid of those horrible leaders. But at the same time, because the people of Iran are basically good people. I've met a lot of good people from Iran over the years, and many of them have come over here to get away from the mad mullahs, you know.
Okay.
And I just think that it's highly unlikely, you're right, it's highly unlikely that Biden, regardless of the five-year rule on immigration, it's highly unlikely that Biden, that the Republicans or even some of the Democrats would allow Biden to bring in 2 million Palestinians.
Well, I don't think
if
that
he
that's
did bring them
feasible.
In, he'd put them all into Michigan, which is where most of the Muslims in the country live anyway. And he's worried about losing Michigan in the election. So I don't think it's going to happen, but I haven't heard about it, so I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, just thought I'd call about it.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Appreciate it. Rich in Ferndale's on the line. I want to give him a couple of minutes. Hi, Rich.
Sure. How's it going, Joe?
All right.
Yeah, John was talking about bringing in Palestinians and making them citizens. I don't know if they can or can't do that, but they'll probably bring them in for refugee status. But you do not have to be a citizen in Washington State to vote. You're technically supposed to be that, but I know they don't check because I called the auditor's office a couple months back, and I asked, do you guys do any spot checking to check that any of the voter rolls that they're legal citizens? Nope, we don't do that. We don't have to. State says we don't have to. But the lady told me, if you think there's somebody illegal voting, you can definitely tell us, and we can look into it. So, like, okay. I told her I don't have the information. I don't know how to look up anybody's status. I said, that's the government's job, isn't it? But anyway, it's one of a few states where we don't comply with the Real ID Act. So our state-issued ID does not equal you are a citizen. That's why we have that law that's been kicked down the road for the last 8 years, the Real ID Act. We don't comply with it yet.
Right. Well, you can, yeah, unless you get a, what is it? An enhanced driver's license. Yeah, if you get a regular driver's license, then, but, you know, I think the whole idea of people who are here without documentation running off to the auditor's office to register to vote and do all these things.
Comes have
all
in the this, mail. You don't have to go in there.
All this they contact with the government. They don't want to have contact with the government because they don't want to be discovered. I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing about these folks about this whole what I would call a myth of all these people voting and taking advantage of all these benefits.
Not, we don't know if they do or don't.
Is that,
we don't know if they do or don't. We just
well,
know. I just know for a fact that
they
can,
live
and
in
they
the shadows,
and no one checks.
Rich. That's the thing, is
no,
they don't want contact.
I know one that doesn't.
All right.
I have a neighbor. I have a neighbor who's a licensed contractor and an illegal alien, and he knows it, and he tried to get legal. He's been here for 30 years.
You got a lot of neighbors that do all kinds of questionable stuff. But, I mean, by and large, people who are here, immigrants who are here and not lawfully here, they don't want to know. They don't want the government to know they're here. And they're not going to go down and sign a ledger and says, here's my name, here's where I live, so I can vote. And, I mean, they don't. I mean, maybe some do, but I mean the idea that this is a mass conspiracy and mass numbers of these people doing this, back tomorrow, 4 o'clock, KGMI Connects.
It's a big step going from nothing to I'm going to pick a company and maybe based on some reviews and have them come out and trust them in my home to take care of me.
Matt is a senior technician at Mars Heating and Air Conditioning. He knows this new relationship begins with him.
Having maintenance done, you got to get to know some technicians, you get to know a company and have some trust, and you're not so left in the dark. I got one customer in particular who it's his big thing, is like, just take care of me. It's like, you know what? I'm going to take care of you. It's once a year. So I've seen him 4 or 5 times. I do maintenance. He doesn't have problems. That's what we're after. But he's been through a lot over the last number of years, and we've been a part of some of that. He's really excited when I get to come out there. You know, he says, you know, like, I trust you. Take care of me. Leaves me at that furnace, and we can talk about everything that's going on. I love it.
Mars Heating and Air Conditioning. Dedicated to our craft since 1965.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized with help from Beacon. I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
From Mount Baker to Bellingham Bay and beyond, KGMI and KISM HD2 Bellingham. From the West